So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf discussed the case of Kahanis Shenis Arv Vlad Bevlad Shevchasla. A Kahanis and her Shevcha had sons that got mixed up at birth. Each child is a Safek Kain, Safek Evet Kain. Therefore, Hare Elo Eichlim B'Truma. Both may eat Truma because one is the son of a Kain and one is the Evet of a Kain. V'cholkin Chelik Echad Begurin. But they receive only one portion of Truma. Ve'ena metam l'meisim, they may not be metamet to a dead person because each is a safek kohen. Ve'ena neisim nashim, ben ksheres ben psulis, and they may not marry anybody whether the women are ksheres or psulis. Lisa shivcha ene yachol, bas chayin ene yachol, because a kohen may not marry a shivcha, and an eved may not marry Israel's. The Mishnah continues where the kohen's father died, and the kohen now inherited the eved. However, we don't know who is who. Therefore, higdilu hataruvos v'shichru zeh zeh, if they became adults and freed one another. And the Gemara adds, kaifin eisan u'mishachrin zeh zeh, we actually compel them to free each other, because they cannot get married otherwise, as just explained. Now, once freed, they're each a safek kohen, safek yisrael. Therefore, the following dinim apply. Neisin nashim ru'uyis l'kohuna, they may only marry women fit for a kohen. Ve'ena metam l'meisim, they may not become tamei to dead people because of safek kohen. However, v'imnitmu ein safek nesar bam, they would not get malchus because of safek yisrael. V'einan oichel mitruma, they may not eat truma because of safek yisrael. However, v'imachlu ein mishalman keren mechaimish, they do not pay because of safek kohen and hamitze mechaber olav rai. V'ein cholken al geirin, they do not receive truma. U'meichir nesa truma v'hadam shalahem, they may keep the truma they separated from their own produce because of safek kohen. However, since they may not eat it because of safek yisrael, they sell it to a kohen vaday and keep the money. The ein cholkin mekadesh hamikdash, they do not receive the hides of a carbon oila. The ein noisin lahem kadshim, yisrael does not give them a bechar. The ein metzian shalahem yudim, however, they do not have to give their bechar to a kohen because hamoitz mechaveroi olav haraya. Upeturin min hazroya umin alchayim umin akeva, they need not give these gifts to a kohen. Ubechayra yehiroya at sheistayv, and their bechayr, which they may keep, must be left to graze until it gets a mum. V'nois nalav chumri kahanim v'chumri yisrael. The Gemara explains that this refers to a carbon mincha. In a carbon mincha of Yisrael, kemitza is done, and it's burned on the mizbeach, and the shirayim are eaten by the kahanim. In a carbon mincha of a kohen, kemitza is not done. Rather, the entire mincha is burned on the mizbeach. In this case, their mincha, nekmetzes kemichas Yisrael, kemitz is done, because of safek Yisrael, ve'ena necheles kemichas kanim. However, the shirayim are not eaten, but completely burned on the mizbeach because of safek kain. Ha-keitzat, ha-koimitz karv ba'atzmai, v'ha-shirayim krev ba'atzman. The koimitz is first burned on the mizbeach, and then the shirayim are burned on the mizbeach as well. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Mi shalei shah sa'achar ba'ala shalei shahadashim v'nasis v'yolda. A woman who did not wait 3 months after separating from her husband and got married and had a boy. Ve'en yidua im ben tisha l'rishon im ben shiva l'acharin. We do not know whose son it is. Hayel abanim in harishon ubanim in hasheni. If this woman had other sons from her first husband and other sons from her second husband. It turns out that one group of these sons are his full brothers, achim in ha'av, and the other group are only his maternal brothers, Achim and Noem. Therefore, Chaltzim Lemiyamin. If the Safek gets married and dies without children, one son of each group must do Chalitza because they might be his Achim and Av. However, they may not do Yibum because they may only be his Achim and Noem, who do not have Mitzvah Yibum but do have an Isra Eshasach. V'chin Hulahem, Chaltzim Lemiyamin. And so too, if any of these other sons dies without children, the Safek may only do Chalitza but may not do Yibim for the same reasons. The Mishnah continues, Ha'ilei achem min harishon ve'achem min hasheni shaloi mo'isa'im. The first husband had a son from a different wife, and the second husband had a son from a different wife. In this case, one is his paternal brother, and the other is not his brother at all. Therefore, hu chaylitz umiyabim, if any of these other sons dies without children, the Safek may do chalitz, or even Yibim, because, as Rashi explains, memalavshach. If it was his brother, he's performing Yibim. And if it was not his brother, he may marry her because she's not related to him. And there's no Issi Yivam L'Shok because there are no other brothers. V'heim echad chelitz v'echad miyabim. And if the suffolk dies without children, the son from one father does chalitza, and then the son of the other father does yibim. Here too, m'manashach. If it was his brother, he's performing yibim. And if it's not his brother, he may marry her because she's not related to him, and the chalitza of the first one removed the issi of amalashuk. The Mishnah proceeds to present a variation of the above case. Hayechad Yisrael v'echad kayin. If one of the husbands was a Yisrael and one a kayin, the suffolk is a suffolk kayin, suffolk Yisrael. Therefore, all the halachas mentioned earlier regarding shichur zeh apply. Noisa isha ru'uy l'kayin, ve'ein mitam l'meisim, ve'im nitma ein tzivik es arbam, ein oichel truma v'im ochel ein mesham kerem v'chemish, ve'ein ocholik ala gairin, u'moichar truma v'adam shaloi, ve'ein ocholik b'kodshi ha-mikdosh, ve'ein noisim lo'yas ha-kodeshim, ve'ein mutzin es shaloi miyadai, u'patim en azroi v'l'chayayim ha-keva, u'b'chayro yehi roi al chistayiv, ve'noisim lo'av chumre kahanim v'chumre Yisraelim. The Mishnah proceeds to present another variation of the case. Hayishneim kohanim. If both husbands are kohanim, hu einin aleihem. If one of the husbands dies, he must keep the halachas of an einin and may not eat kachim during that time because it may be his father who died. V'heim einin love. And if he dies, both husbands must keep the halachas of an einin because it may be their son that died. Hu einim tam lahen, v'heim einim tam aleih. If one of them dies, he may not become tummy to them because it may not be his father. And if he died, they may not become tummy to him because it may not be their son. And the Mishnah proceeds to present dinim that apply in any of the above variations of our case. Hu ein yerush oisan. If they die, he does not inherit them because their other sons can claim that he may be the son of the other father. Avol heim yerushim oisai. But if he dies without any relatives, the two husbands divide his inheritance. Upatra al makasev al kalasi shalzeh v'shalzeh. He's not liable for hitting or cursing one of the fathers because he may not be his father. Mish returns to the case where both fathers are kahanim. Oylo b'mishmori shalzeh v'shalzeh ve'eno chaylik. The other kahanim may not prevent him from working in the Beis HaMikdash with each of the groups that the doubtful fathers are part of, but they may prevent him from taking a portion of the kaddishim. And if both doubtful fathers are in one mishmer, he may take one portion like every other kind. The Gemara discusses what the Mishnah means when it says, the Gemara negates three explanations of our Mishnah and presents two possible explanations. Achar Baila cannot mean Achar Mises Baila, that the first husband died, since the Sefer says, Heim Oino Love, which indicates that the first husband is still alive. Achar Baila also cannot mean Achar Get Baila, after the first husband divorced her, since the Sefer says, Hu Ein Mitam Lahem. If the first husband divorced his wife, then this son should be allowed to be Mitam to him since Mimonavshach, Ibrehu, if he is his son, Mitamale. Ibar Basrahu, if he is the son of the second husband, also Mitamale. Because by the second husband, who is a Kayin, marrying a Grusha, the son is a chal. Achar Baila also cannot mean Achar Miyano Labaila, after she was Mimayin on a marriage that was arranged by her mother or brother while she was a Ketana, because a Ketana is unable to have a child. The Gemara presents two possible explanations of Achar Baila. Achar Boila. After the first doubtful father was Mizana with her, in this case, both fathers may still be alive. He is certainly not a chal, so he may not be metama to either doubtful father. His mother is able to have children. Achar kedushi tois bala. After the first doubtful father was mekadosh with a tnai that was ultimately not completed, making the kedushin invalid. In this case, both fathers may still be alive. He's certainly not a chol, so he may not be metama to either doubtful father. His mother is able to have children.